This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Patients who spend a lot of time in hospitals often try to make the best of their stay. Maybe they bring in their own blankets or food they like, a book or a movie, whatever it takes to make their stay just a little bit more comfortable. In this week's edition of our series, Patient Files, we meet a family that takes this idea to a whole other level. They've been throwing chemo parties at the University of Pennsylvania's Cancer Center every time their loved one has to go in for treatment.
Oh, we have champagne.
Today is mom's 50th chemo session, so we're throwing her a 50th party, and it's a golden theme, because 50 is the golden year, so even though we're not 50 years, we're 50 chemo infusions, so we went with this black tie formal affair with gold cupcakes and gold streamers. It's a celebration, for sure.
Cheers. Cheers. Team Debbie.
My name is Debbie Hemis. 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with lung cancer. Of course, it was a big shock to me. Originally, I was going to see doctors for allergy reasons, and I had been losing weight drastically, and I knew at that time I knew something else was wrong. It wasn't until I took a chest x-ray and found that the tumor was almost the size of my fist. And since the cancer is outside, it wasn't inside my lung, it turned out to be that it was inoperable. So the only choices that I had at that time was to have radiation, and then they did chemo. I was devastated, and it was a shock, and you never think that something like that's going to happen to you until it actually does.
My name is Kelly McAllister. I am the daughter of Debbie Hemis. When my mom was diagnosed with cancer, probably a little bit of denial at first, kind of how she says, you know, you don't think that something can happen to you. Though it wasn't me who was diagnosed with cancer, I didn't think my mom or somebody in my family would ever be diagnosed with cancer. So I think that it was a little bit of denial, a little bit of shock, turned into acceptance, and which started the development of my idea for chemo parties.
All right, we're going to sing Happy 50th chemo.
Okay.
Ready?
Happy chemo to you.
Set.
Ready? Go.
Happy chemo to you.
It just kind of came to me, you know, let's throw a party for her. You know, every time that she has chemo, let's throw a party. That's exactly what we did. And so I planned a different themed party every time she had chemo. And now she has maintenance chemo. We kind of stick to, you know, what holiday we're around. So, you know, and just keep following through with the seasons and the holidays.
Having a chemo party is just a way of celebrating and not moping about of what the disease itself. The party basically is a celebration to keep on going.
Cupcakes to everybody, too.
Right now, I'm just basically in the maintenance phase. I go every month or every other month for my scans just to make sure everything's clear. Basically, they're seeing no signs of active cancer cells moving around right now. So basically, it's just a matter of just taking the chemo once a month. And that's basically what I'll be doing for the rest of my life.
Will you come stand with me and cheers with me? Come on. Ching, ching. Okay.
I want to spread this so that other people can do this and other people can see what a positive attitude does for health. I truly, truly believe in the power of positive attitude and the power of family and the power of support. My mother is living proof.
60 cupcakes.
Because what's their name, you know, the ones that...
Debbie Hemis and her daughter Kelly McAllister talking about chemo parties. Avery Brookins produced this piece.